very amazing. It opened up a lot for me anyway. The Yonasi Bechaga Sela, that feeling, that sense of Mitzad Echad, you're running away from one danger, and then Mitzad Sheni, you go hide away, and then the hiding place is an even bigger danger, and then you're kind of stuck between a rock and a hard place. Kind of how it feels a little bit today, the matzav we're in. Kind of how it feels. There's a Mikolat study from all the sides. There seems to be a Ein Makom Livloch. There's no way to run to, and one has to stop and face oneself and face one's challenge. And he gave us a lot of deep insights into what the avoider, ma avoider hayom, what's the avoider. There's much to talk about there, but he gave us some insights into what this avoider is. It's the gilu of ma avet to Kadosh Baruch Hu in the dark. That's really what it came to. We started speaking on the fact that that's the ik avoid in Imuna. And that we saw from the Goyim, where you look at Goyim on Mishnah, that she ikut tovanas nasinus atoria mitzvahs la Yisrael yisa g'day shi yishimu es choyna v'ashem. Yon says the ikut tovan of giving the Torah is that we should be placing our betochen in Hashem. There's a kola, that was big. And
smaller crowd.
The betochen required of us in this generation, we're saying, Chiddush, that's what he's saying, is the highest level of betochen that a person can attain, and we're going to go right in this. On Kuf Pei Gimel at the top. Habechina gavur bebetochen hii keshita shes Rashi zal. Kumuz bale'il, mashmoise lismoich al HaKadosh Baruch Hu, b'inayim atzumais v'lo lishol olachako oides haosid klal. The highest level of betochen we saw is that of Rashi. And as we explained above, what is the mashmois, the pshat of Rashi, is to align on Kodesh Baruch Hu with einayim atzumos, and not to ask any questions about the future, not worry about the future bichlal, to accept whatever is happening now, because that's what's good for me, makabel b'simcha v'ava, and not to be chikach l'asidus. Medubar medreges his batlus mochletes. We're talking here about a dialogue of total hisbatlus, total nullification. Come back to that now, because that's very misunderstood. And that is batlus, that's what brings a person to the dveikus in Hashem. And as Rashi says, when you do this, when you make kabbal, you swim and kol shmei aval el besimcha, and you're not choyke al asidus, you don't worry about the future, but az tiyeh imal chalpe, that's when you become with Hashem, you become a portion of Him. This is batlus is very misunderstood. His batlus doesn't mean that you become a nothing. That's never his batlus. His batlus means you become everything you're supposed to be, but you give that to Hashem. Everything you do, your avoider, your growth, your total full expansion and actualization of yourself, his batlus comes after that. His batlus doesn't mean I'm a nothing, I'm a nobody. No, that's the exact opposite of his batlus. His batlus means I take everything that I am and I give that to Hashem. It says you'll be a portion of Hashem. You'll have a relationship with Hashem. There has to be a you to have a relationship with Hashem. You don't become a nothing. David HaMelech was less than Yigami Klum, and yet David HaMelech was fully actualized. He was nothing, but he was everything. What does that mean? It means everything he had was given to Hashem. He was empty. But he wasn't empty of nothing. He was empty after he was full, and then he gives to Hashem. Very important to remember that. The exact opposite of the society of the Christological concept that we absorbed and grew up and breathed in the air that we grew up with is this is butless is you are nothing, you can't do anything, you can't no. You have to become everything. Hashem didn't give us the Torah, so we should become nothing. Hashem put us in this world, gave us the Torah, should we become something. But that something's not for me, that something's for somebody else. That something is for Kadosh Baruch Hu, that something is for Chesed, for doing something for somebody else. It means I pull myself, I do what I'm supposed to do, and I become the best me, but not for me, for you. And then for Hashem. Okay. Just the important horror there, that this is batlus mechletes, comes later. The Chayre Rashi HaKodesh, Chareg Bepir Zu Mehargolay. If you learn a bit of Rashi and Chumash, you know anything about Rashi, even just, you know, kindergarten Rashi, you know that Rashi has changed from his normal derech. Rashi's normal derech is lefarish kritish lemikra bilvad. Rashi comes to explain the Poshut, what's Pshat in the Poshut. That's what Rashi's mission statement was. You see there's exceptions, but that's his mission statement, and this is one of those exceptions. Rashi is demanding a level. First of all, Rashi goes away from his usual mission, which is to teach and explain Pshat. Second of all, Rashi seems to be demanding from us, you know, normal people, levels that are shaykh to very few great Balei Asogos, people that are holding in high levels. So why does Rashi do that? The truth, however, he says, that Rashi is giving very practical advice to any Yid who's in Golos. Any Yid. We're coming to a stage, or we've come to a stage, where you're not going to have a Navi to go and ask the Navi, Vosgeit Zayin, what's going to be, that's what everybody wants to know. What's going to be tomorrow? What's going to be the next day? Is this thing going to get worse? Is it going to get better? What's going to be? When's the war going to end? When's the famine going to stop? When's the corona going to go away? That's been Klal Yisrael's position through the dollars. What's going to be? So you had a Navi, but now you don't have a Navi. We know that there's a big fear of unknown. One of the biggest fears, that's what change is so stressful, is because you're moving into a place you don't know what's going to be. Person moves from one country to another, person moves. The bigger the unknown, the bigger the pachad and the daiga, the worry. So in the world we're living in at the moment, it's a hestaponim, that means it's hidden. You didn't mean, you don't know what it's going to be. You're taking one step in the dark into another step into the dark. Klal Yisrael has gone through terrible, terrible tragedies. Many people don't know what Hashem doing. What does he want from you? Rashi's come along to tell us the most important thing you need to know in these difficult times. Rashi's giving you an unbelievable Eitzah for life. And this is work. This is not you got this one thing. You go, oh, okay, thanks, Rashi. You know, that's cool. That's great. Wow, why didn't you say this earlier? No, there's a hard work here. You don't need to know and you don't have to ask questions. We'll see what it means. I mean, Yiddishkeit is all about questions. What do you mean? Don't ask questions. We became Christians again. Don't ask questions. No. We'll see. You have to be Munah in Hashem, nothing else. We have to recognize that we can't understand what Hashem's doing. We don't have the breadth or the depth of vision, knowledge, understanding to understand what Hashem's doing. Hashem's infinite, and Hashem, this world's been going for a long time. But Hashem, Maaseh Bereishis happened long before we came into the world. We don't see the connections. We don't see the plans. We don't see anything. We have to recognize that we can't understand. Now you have to understand whatever you can understand for sure. For sure, you have to. We don't close the Gemaras and the Chumashim and all the Sifrei Torah that we learn and say, oh, well, you know, sure said you don't have to understand, and therefore you haven't asked questions, and it's all finished. No. You can't ask questions about why is Hashem doing this? Why is Hashem doing this? What Hashem's doing, we can see what I need to learn from that and what I need to take from that, and my avoider against the backdrop of what Hashem's doing. What is that you have to do? No one's saying become brain dead. But asking what's going to be and why is Hashem doing this, that you know that I do. Reb Chaim Brisker was very harif about people who asked why questions. Why questions? One, we don't ask why, we ask what. What am I supposed to do? What is Hashem telling me? Not why is Hashem doing this? Why is Hashem doing this? Because that's what he's doing. What do I have to learn from that? What do I have to take from this? That I've only have to do. You have to ask questions, you have to check, investigate. But why is doing it? Because that's what's best for me. That's all you need to know. That's all you need to know. The same as a father doesn't tell his children everything he's doing for them. You know, your 3-year-old asks you, but why can't I have 3 ice creams? You know, you can't explain to him why. You can't, you just have to know, because that's what's best for you. They're all finished. Okay, so that Rashi's Tomim Tiyum Hashem Elokecho Aleichem La'amin B'tmiyas V'Hashem Ezrach V'Sulo Yichyot B'Torech Hanoche Shekanim Anem Echdeh La'amin La'asig Men HaSibas Anhoges Hashem Imanu. And that's about the Sibas, the reasons why Hashem doing what we do, we can't understand. The Vayis HaKvav HaPosuk HaRishon Melavedes HaTana HaTorah Shekatanim Anem Echdeh La'avim Cheshbon HaShemayim. The very first pasuk of Chumash, of course, Baruch Hu is really telling us, you can't understand what I'm doing out here. It's too small. At Torah Poteches, Reishis Bar Lekim Es Hashemayim Ve'es Haaretz. We all know the pasuk. La'achem Mikan Mitaris At Torah Es Bri'es Haaretz. Then the Torah goes and explains and describes the creation of Haaretz. V'ilu ma na'ase b'nagei le'Bri'es Hashemayim lo nechtav b'Torah. It doesn't go and explain what was then created in Shemayim. Reishis Bara Kim Esa Shemayim Ve'es Haaretz. Hashem created the Shemayim and the Haaretz, and then it goes and discusses the Haaretz, and it never discusses the Shemayim. V'ilumah na'aseh b'nagei le'Bri'es Hashemayim lo nechtav b'Torah, l'abdecha ki cheshbonos Shemayim einu inyon shel basar v'dam. What's going on in Shemayim by business? It's not plain enough. We don't need to know. Oops, okay. We don't need to know what's going on in Shemayim. You can't know what's going on in Shemayim. How are you going to understand what the Torah reveals to us and what you can learn in Torah? That the Torah teaches us what you can learn in Shemayim. Sorry, that's Torah that you have to learn. But you can't go speculating for yourself what's going on in Shemayim. But Kach Laman Hanan Chofetz Chaim Zatzal Ba'aches Midrash Yosef. Chofetz Chaim says this: Kol ma'ase dibur b'machshava shel ha'adam neshamim lamala. We know that every action, word, and thought of a yid is recorded upstairs in Shemayim. Ba'ifun zeh nivne cheshbon medukdak la'anhoget klapei adam. On the basis of that knowledge, a very careful plan is written out, is actualized for a person. The person would have access to all those cheshbonos, to that safe, all those cheshbonos, and then sit there for a long time and analyze it. He would then be able to see exactly where he's holding and what he needs and what's good for him. Person thinks he's doing good. Person thinks, well, I fulfilled all my obligations to Shammai, everything that Hashem obligated to do and do. Sharemi Palel, Mafish Maestris, Leib Yeshua, Machanech Zilad, Lutari Shammai, Vod, I do everything I'm supposed to do. I eat Matzon Pesach, I clean my house, I daven, I take Trumas and Maestris, I deal straight in business. I'm machanach my children, I make brochas, I'm a good shum job, it's a good feeling, I'm a good boy. Ulam luaya adam reishem bepinkoses kol maisev is kol machdolov bin yoni yadut kifishu makpid al miul cheshboines asokot. If a person would take out a book and write down all his dealings in Shemayim, with Shemayim, with the same dibtuk and the same exactitude that he does with these financial cheshboines, then you'd understand very good all the chasadim Hashem is doing for you. Hashem noisen lochaim. Hashem gives you life, health, panasa, lemarot shebepinkosa ishi and yonim yigaim. Despite the fact that in one's personal little booklet there, the credit and debit, the ledger upstairs, there's a few holes there. The person doesn't live with cheshbon. If he doesn't live with just taking stock, every now and again stopping and taking stock, reality check. Do it every day. So tomorrow I'm godly. If you do this every day for 5 minutes before you go to sleep, you'll become great. You know that? If you do a cheshbon every day for 5 minutes, before you go to bed, you just ask yourself, how was my day? What did I do? Go through the day and check what you didn't do, what you could have done, what you could do better, getting closer to your goal, getting further from your goal. You know what I need to improve tomorrow? 5 minutes every night before you go to bed, you'll become extremely great. That's what he said to me. He said, and I'll prove it to you because you'll never do it. If I'd offer you something that's that easy, 5 minutes to do something that easy, and I'm offering you a reward, that's, your mum has become a great human being, and everybody wants to be great. So why don't you do it? He said, because the Yetzirah knows how important it is. The Yetzirah won't let you do it. You'll do it one night, two nights, three nights, and then eventually it will fall away. Very few people get to do that, and it's crazy because it's the easiest thing in the world to do, so why don't you do it? Because it's very important. And the best Rebbe you'll ever have is your Yetzirah. He'll let you know how important things are. I'll tell you what's important by not letting you do it. And he was right. Yeah, also I did it for a day or two. Tonight I'll probably do it because I reminded myself. So, and then, but tomorrow it's already finished. Don't do it at night. Anytime, sometime during the day, some people say before you eat, take 3 minutes just to do a quick cheshbon. In davening, you daven 3 times a day. So before you daven, 2 minutes, do a quick cheshbon. We're not holding house business. But we don't do that. So we lose touch with this balance between what Hashem's giving me and how much chesed is being done for me and how little I'm fulfilling my obligations. Kesha'adam chai b'lo cheshbon nefesh v'shokeh b'kishlei nesruchnim yibi l'dat al kach. Person can be tripping up in ruchnias without even knowing. V'damel abal esek sh'shokeh b'tohoyim sh'chovus v'ein yudeh keitzel achlitz mehem v'asibihi k'einu manal pinkas cheshbonus. You're a businessman. He's buying and selling and his business looks like it's flourishing, but he's getting more and more into debt and he doesn't understand why. Because he never did a cheshbon. Maybe he's not making enough profit, maybe his costs are too high, maybe his expenses, maybe his rent's too high, maybe he's got too many workers. He's not doing a cheshbon. He just doesn't, you know, he never thinks about how he can profit more, how he can cut expenses. He gets in there, eventually he goes bankrupt and he can't understand what happened. He had a good little business here. He wasn't doing a cheshbon. That's the same as us. So now you need to know, if you don't even understand your own cheshbonos, how do you understand Hashem's cheshbonos with all the multiple creation? So we can't understand why they're this crazy, that crazy, why is this happening, where that's happening, why this happened, why this, why is Hashem doing this, but 2,000 years of Jewish suffering, you're not going to find an intellectual rationalization for any of that. Only thing you know is that with Imuna we know, she's a Masha Tovla, that's what's best for us. Adam ad gil esrim adai naru, megil shishim unechshav lezoka, b'meshach arim shana b'ovad u'mitboinen b'na'as olam. Maybe these numbers are a bit different today. Well, until 20, there's very little going on in between the ears of the person. Is he still a child? What does he know? 60 is already called a zaken. Today, maybe a zaken is not 60. People are 60, they're still young. People live today. When I was growing up, someone who was 70 was already very old. You heard about someone who turned 80 that made the newspaper, the front page, the guy had a birthday, was 80, they made a dance of business. Today there's 90-year-olds walking all over the place. Very likely most people live to be 100. Okay, fine, so not 60. So move the numbers a little bit, yeah, but that doesn't change the story too much. So 40 years, from 20 to 60, 20 to 70, 20 to 80, 40, 50 years, he's busy thinking and grappling and dealing with the world. So how can he understand what Hashem's doing when Hashem's eternal? That's the Kavana, that's the Yud Kei Vav Kei, brought down in Halacha. When you say the Yud Kei Vav Kei, when you say that name, when you say Hashem Adnos, so then you have to think that Hashem is Adon Kol, past, present, and future, that he was, is, and will be, that's Hashem. And whom are, I'm around here for a couple of years, what do I know? That's the Chofetz Chaim. And for this, he brings a marshal. There's a certain person The famous Moshe of the Chofetz Chaim, he landed up in a place he hadn't been before. And the Shabbos Kodesh Adam Beis HaMidrash El Ariya. So Shabbos he went to David in the Beis Midrash, the Tshum there. When I Bishal Chalukah Zalir, the Yitpalei Leroy Tesagab Al Mechalek Oysen Baifan Shirivet Ki Bilti Mesudot Ki Bilti Mustak. He sees the Gabar giving Aliyah's out. It does not make any sense. The Baal Mamash doesn't know what he's doing. And lo yada ma'o asel. Lari Shere Nikra Avlech Tzir. The first Aliyah gives to some young Avlech. Harav Ale Rak Beli Shlishis. The Rav has to wait until the third Aliyah. Yeshonim Shelo Zohu Klal Baliyah Lermot Shal Pi Marayim Haim Yom Chubadim V'Chashuv Akal. Some of the very choshuv people in the shul didn't even get an aliyah. Lumen samanashim ha-yeshvim da'afteh beisam vidrash nikro v'choyde baliyah. There's some simple people sitting in the back of the shul there and they did get an aliyah. Adobo eres pliyoso. He's mamash, this guy's astounded. And what's going on here? Crazy places. Lachet tfilo v'nigash l'gabay v'shonoto. So afterwards he goes to the gabay. The gabay's Jewish. He goes to the gabbai afterwards and he says, "Aim, ain't lechem seide yoni yoisim mechalukas elias tadeila." Don't you guys have a proper seide, proper order? How you allocate the elias here? Well, what are you guys doing? It's out of control. Actually, the gabbai. The gabbai said to him, "Listen, you're a visitor here. Atah reach kach. Zu haShabbos haRishayin haShulcha beBeis Midrasha. It's your first Shabbos here, right? Ulechein ain choy yodeir sheAvrech etziyah tzarich yal leverech agayma." The young Avrech who got the first Aliyah, he needs to bench a baimo. The planya is a simcha b'beidi seyu la'acher yesh siba acheres la'aliyahs lo mazoz chashuv ve'akal oilim v'teire gamahem li'itim v'zumanoiz. This guy the simcha, it was this guy's offruf. The very chashuv of people that you complain about Aliyah, he's going to Aliyah yesterday, he's going to Aliyah last Shabbos, he's going to Aliyah next Shabbos. Yesh plan here, it's not hefka. It's not out of control, the crop back with cheshbon. Each Aliyah is with a cheshbon. There's a little booklet there, a little Rolex file, whatever, and there's written everything. You've got an aliyah, where he needs an aliyah, when to get an aliyah, where's the yard site, the full Masuda. And then I look at the thing, because I don't know exactly who needs to get an aliyah every Shabbos for Shabbos. So the Nimshul is obvious. I mean, that's a famous marshal, everybody knows the marshal, but the Nimshul is obvious. Adam המגיע לעולם הזה לזמן קצר הוא בבחינת אורח בלבד. We come into this world for a short time. Forget about eternity, even if it's worth 6,000 years. So those 6,000 years, I'm here for 120 years. It's also it's a flip of the time that I'm here. I don't know what happened yesterday, I don't know what's going to happen tomorrow. I don't know what's supposed to happen tomorrow. So how am I supposed to get involved with all the cheshbonos of what's going on and who and why and where? You don't know. So the perek zman kitzah zeh ain beefshuroto lahin ve'lavin cheshbon neshamayim. In the short time we can't understand cheshbon neshamayim because we don't have the background, we don't have points of reference. We're looking at life through a keyhole. Ma'o asibu shepleini oni v'almoini oshi. Why is this guy poor and why is this guy rich? Madu yesh chaylim anoshim la'alaynu v'meisam acherim brim u'mushon. Why is this guy sick and why is this guy well? Why is this guy this and why is this guy that? Why is this guy got sort of stole that and this guy doesn't seem to put a foot wrong the whole day? Everything is well, exact. With an exactitude we can't even begin to imagine. In Shemayim there's a book and everything there is managed perfectly for our good. There's a relationship here. There's a father, maybe it's got to do with him. Meidach yesh ba'al yischoit ha-nitzalim mi-peronis begin schiyoseyem mitzuyim kemuvan oid cheshbonis lerov. There's chusabos, there's this, there's that, there's many, many cheshbonis, there's gilgulim, poor him, here. We have no idea what the Kodesh Baruch is doing, why this happens like that, where that, we don't know. But we know that the smallest thing that happens, everything, the smallest molecule doesn't move without a Kodesh Baruch, this exact fine tuning. So what's this? This is, okay, I'll look at that now, just 1 second. So Kodesh Baruch's cheshbon is ma'od ma'od fine tuned, and therefore why he's doing what he's doing, we don't know. This is a question here, let me just see this. Rambam says it is important to connect events and look at what Hashem wants from us. Is that what they take? No, that's correct. That's what I said earlier. We have to see what's going on and take from it and see what Hashem wants from us in that matzah. But why ultimately Hashem is doing that, we don't know. I mean, the Gemara says it. The Gemara says, if you suing Baalechem, a passport for myself. The suing comes to a person, he has to check out what he's doing wrong. Avada, Hashem's not bringing us, he's suing, and all of us is to ignore them. I mean, that would be even more ridiculous. But we can't ask, well, why is Hashem doing this ultimately? We can learn what we can learn from this now, what's going on now. You know, the person has your suing, has to stop. You know, the shuls are closed. We have to ask ourselves, well, my avoider, what's Hashem asking from us? What does Hashem want from us? Avada, we have to connect that. You're quoting Rav Miller there. Avada, of course. Any Baal Musa would tell you that I'm living in a bubble. Whatever happens to yourself, it has nothing to do with me. Not for sure. Hashem must do what he wants. Not for sure. No. We have tools, we have skills, we have to use what's going on in order to do avoidance Hashem. That's for sure. I spent the last few months trying to use the cheshbon and work out ma korev, ma v'huve. That's why you're keeping cheshbon. But why ultimately what's happening and where it's going and what that we don't know, we can't ever know. Can't know. But if only you have to use the events that are happening to learn from them to grow it, to become a better person and to be a bigger even a shell, for sure. But that's not even a question. Yeah, I hope that answers your question, yeah? Okay. Fine. Coming to you, Vilotachako Achasidus, that's Rashi, and the Maisa, Hakiris Hasidus, Ein Bekoichelis Snech Odom Shalva Mitis. He's gonna bring this and build this, and that's Hashem. Tomorrow we'll pick this up more. But the Maisa is what's wrong with thinking about what's going to be tomorrow? Now, if I knew what was going to be tomorrow, then you know, I'd think about tomorrow, I'd be more of a good. So the Maisa, thinking about tomorrow, doesn't have the power to put a person into a state of Menuchas HaNefesh, to be more tranquil, to be more calm. Shagam im yov elya novi vedua lo, ki asidu oimed lishtanot, ubesoife shul dover huyotze, man yoyse v'yafuch lashe godel, melorot kol zois, bezman tsa eina lev yoychel achil yedias eilu. This is something you can argue. I argued with him many times. It is not so partial. But there's certainly a tzad to what he's saying. But there's also another tzad, which we'll talk about tomorrow maybe. We'll first see what he has to say, then I'll tell you what I think. It's not that much different, but there is sometimes knowing what's going to be can marki a person. And we see that's very often very important. But he's saying, yeah, that the truth of the matter is he's thinking and worrying and analyzing what's going to be tomorrow. The emet can't really bring a person to true menuchas hanefesh. And that is true. That we'll see, no matter what I'm saying, you'll see it's true. Even if Eliyahu would come along and tell you that everything's going to be fine, it doesn't, in the person who's in a matzah, the person who's in a crisis, the person who's in a yisurim, it doesn't take away all the worry and all the daigas. It might take the edge off a little bit, it might move a little bit. Adam ain't musugel lekloik matzavim acherim without a matzav shebu ushrei. Person can't, if it burns in a matzav, that's what his matzav is. It's very hard to step out of the matzav and see the future good that's coming. Okay, let's stop there. What he's saying is amazing. We'll see. It's very, very amazing. But there is a power in, and we see that. We will see that from the Mishnah as well. There's a power in knowing that this is headed somewhere positive, that also makes the person regret. You know that what you're going through is beneficial and there's a good ending. It does definitely help the person now, but you'll see. Metzashim will grapple with that Metzashim tomorrow. Those of you who are fasting, have a good fast. Metzashim will meet tomorrow.
Shkoyach.
Shkoyach.
Thank you, Rav Shah.